Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
I guess. And I'm having a shake from Crunch.
Right. People love the fourth meal. I went off the deep end the other day.
You did? Yeah. You're not falling apart, are you?
No.
Okay.
I had a little Wendy's.
Whoa.
I had a little Wendy's.
How was it?
It was still delish.
Wow, still amazing.
Guess what? Oh, and there's a new snack I found.
What's your new snack?
It's only on the road, like rest stops and gas stations on the road.
Trucker dick?
No. I didn't go that far yet.
Okay.
These peanut butter chocolate Bugles.
What?
Yeah.
No.
They're kind of sick.
So if I'm concerned. You just discovered a new snack? This could go a million ways.
I know.
What's your poundage at right now?
Still down.
Yeah, really? You didn't get it back?
No.
Good.
I didn't get it back.
Did you hit 50? Or did you come up just short?
Still just short.
Like 48?
Yeah, 48.
48?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What's up?
Would you like to have your skin be clean, pure, healthy, no red bumps, no irritation?
Yeah, I need that.
Okay.
How do I get that?
You are going to do it with my friends at Bevel.
Oh, is this the Bevel thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I already did that. Not today.
But your skin still looks amazing.
It's underneath.
Wait, hold on. You shaved again? You've become a shaver now.
I like it.
You're now using...
Because it's made for us.
You mean the Jews and the Puerto Ricans?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And our guest today.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about a guest who needs a razor that will be sensitive to his skin.
Right.
It's our guest today, Fat Jew. We're going to get to him in a minute. But right now, if you want to get a razor that will change your life, get rid of the irritation, all of that, go to getbevel.com.
How do you spell Bevel?
It's GETBEVEL.
Bevel.
Getbevel.com.
Right. What's the promo code?
WANEP.
Oh.
And you can't just say like, oh, a lot of people are hitting me up. They're like, oh, congrats on Bevel.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We love you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
But we need you to hit them up so that they know you hit us up.
Exactly. And you go there, you go to getbevel.com, you type in the WANEP code. They send you a beautiful, comes in like a luxurious packaging.
I felt like I was on Mad Men.
Exactly. And guess what's coming back to TV soon?
What's that?
Mad Men.
Oh, perfect.
So you could shave while watching Don Draper. Amazing. So go to getbevel.com, use the code WANEP and get yourself a razor. I used to use like my wife's, you know, you shouldn't, my wife's like leg razor.
No.
Oh, yes. You know what happens to your skin? The irritation?
That's
the
gross. Level.
No, don't do that.
I've never put a razor to my face.
I know. Until
Bevel.
I know. It's amazing. And Saif, I just want to say you look really handsome.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, let's get to our guest today.
Okay.
Fat Jew.
Other.
Finally.
Fat Jew.
No, Saif. That's not my name. Get close to the mic, Fat Jew.
Hey, you guys.
Hey,
hip hop podcasting.
Holler.
Cypher Sounds, you do. You look great.
Thanks.
You really do.
I appreciate that.
Honestly.
What is, how do you know? You've seen me before? You see me in my fat days?
No. Oh, why? How fat were you? Oh, you were like, you were super girthy?
Yeah.
Oh, you're down now.
Yeah.
But I'm down to have a sleepover with snacks and shit. Like, not on some, like, I'm just saying, like.
No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. No, not weird.
No. Like, I'm saying, like, my mom goes to bed relatively early. We can get.
Do you still live
peanut butter Bugles? No.
Do you live near your parents?
No. My parents live in New Mexico.
They moved?
Where?
Yeah. They retired and moved to Santa Fe.
Oh,
beautiful.
Albuquerque.
Getting super weird out there. Yeah. They were, like, kind of, like, uptight Jew doctors, and now they're, like, getting tattoos and swinging and like smoking pot.
No, they're
not. No, wearing like pre-ripped denim cowboy boots.
No,
and definitely like my mom is. They're definitely swinging with like dudes with silver ponytails.
No, that is not true.
I swear, they're not swinging. I swear to God.
Hold on, they're both doctors.
Yes,
in New York.
Yes,
are they from New York?
Like, yes,
both, New York Jews.
Both
like classic.
From Brooklyn. Yes,
bagel.
Because New Mexico. Yes, bagel eating, complaining.
Upper West Side. Where did you grow
Filene's
up?
Filene's
exactly.
Basement shopping, sensible shoe wearing Jews.
Oh, right. Okay.
76th Street, Riverside.
You grew up 76th and Riverside.
Yes, very urban, very then, hood.
How recently did they move?
5 years ago.
Because I saw you in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Around a few years ago.
Yeah.
And you were wandering the Upper West Side.
Yes.
I think you were on drugs.
Yeah, I was looking for carbs.
And you told me.
Uh-huh.
And you had told me that when I saw you, you were like, yo, I just had a vision that I saw you.
Yeah.
In like a cloud or something.
It was super spiritual.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, kind of. Vaguely.
Vaguely.
Yeah. I think like it was super gay. I like took some shrooms and like imagined you.
In a cloud.
Yeah.
Like that was really
then
nice.
Bumped into him?
Yeah, and then bumped into
like
him.
Like a week later.
Yeah.
A week
West.
Later.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, how do we know it was a week later? He might have thought it was a
whoa,
week later.
Yo. whoa.
So.
Hold on. Have you ever taken improv classes or anything?
No. No, no, no.
You're fucking good.
No,
man.
Because I don't do norm. Most people I know that do improv, for the most part, besides you,
yeah,
are white people.
Yeah.
And white people improv is like the worst thing ever. Like if you like a UCB,
that's what he does.
Like a UCB class.
That's him.
No.
Oh, yes.
Man. However, you, I'll do it for you.
But you're good at it.
I would do
like
it for you.
Yes, your yeses are right on point.
All he does is yes.
Yeah. It's
really all he good. Does. Now. There's a lot we got to get to.
Oh, I got
to
put up my improv.
I forgot that I took shrooms and had a fucking spiritual vision about you.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty deep connection.
Super
and
trippy.
I've known you, you know, since you were in a group called Team Facelift.
Well, we met at that yoga ashram in Toronto, which was super nice.
It's like, did he just blow your mind?
Yeah.
We did not. What was happening. But
no, we did. We met when you were doing Team Facelift for Duckdown.
That's right.
And you were signed to Druha.
One of the least sensical, like, label group pairings of maybe of all time. I mean, I don't know every group that's ever been signed to every label, but I would have to think it's top five least sensical signings.
It was a very strange mix. Who are your partners in Team Facelift?
Team Facelift was, it was me, there was a guy named Machine, a guy named Ginger Ale, and a guy named Tommy, which is not like the other two.
Which one chain smoked through every show?
That was Ginger Ale. Oh, that guy loves smoking. Oh, he loves smoking.
I've never seen a man like with cigarettes that way.
Yeah. He's in jail now.
He is literally.
Yeah, yeah. He's in jail.
You're being 100% serious.
No, I'm being serious.
What did he go to jail for?
Like white guy drugs. You know, like liquid morphine. You know what I mean?
He is like that.
No,
okay,
he wasn't
okay.
like pumping crack. No,
okay,
he was like selling something that like pregnant women should be taking. It was
right.
Like liquid Demerol.
Yeah, okay.
Like some white guy college.
So you guys did the group thing for a while. You had a couple good songs. You actually had maybe one of the first appearances of Action Bronson ever.
Yeah, actually, Tommy, the only guy with a not crazy name, went on to produce Action's first album.
And now is his DJ, right?
And it was his tour DJ. Yeah, for a long time.
By the way, I've never put together that's where I know that dude from.
Yeah.
Till right now.
Oh, yeah.
I see him all the time.
Totally. Yeah.
You see Tommy Seif. He's Bronson's DJ. He's like white with kind of blonde hair.
He dresses
the
like
the guitar player is Party Supplies.
Right? Yeah, who actually I'm making a house album with.
Really?
Yeah, we have a house music album. It's like the deepest, gayest. The songs are like sometimes like 32 minutes long. Yeah, and they're just like super gay. It's like it's kind of leather house.
What do you mean gay?
It's just like
I've heard you say that a few times.
You have to be at like a gay rave in like Belgium.
No, you mean quite literally.
Like homosexual. Okay, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
No, a homosexual act.
No, not the way that like Grant Hill did a commercial being like, don't say that.
Right.
No, like actually, I mean, okay. like men
right,
fucking each
it.
Other. Yeah, you're
about butt fucking.
Yeah, butt fucking.
Okay, okay.
Actual butt fucking.
Okay.
So we're working on a house album. So that's going to be, because that dude, Party Supplies, is like
fucking genius.
He is on another fucking level. First of all, he writes everything like for his life on the walls of his house. I'm talking like buy milk or lyrics to a song or like call Jeff. All written on the walls of his
house.
Well,
no, you should know. Party Supplies is a psychopath.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Okay.
I love
him.
Yeah, he's wearing like true to waist jeans with no shirt playing like, you know, yacht rock.
And while we want to, yeah, he loves yacht rock. And while we're talking
what's
about
yacht rock,
you know, like Hall & Oates-ish.
Yeah.
But not quite. Like
rock you would listen to on a yacht.
Like,
yeah, literally like yacht rock. Okay, got
his
it.
His dream, Party Supplies' dream is to be like fucking Peter Gabriel. Like,
totally.
It's hard.
Right.
He's a really interesting character, that guy.
Wow.
And now he used to be a guy named Folk. Do you know what his name was? Folk?
And he was signed to Jason Williams.
Yes.
The one who almost shot Wayne Corbett in his face, Jason Williams.
The basketball player who shot someone.
Right.
Folk, on his I remember that name.
Folk and Stress.
Yeah.
Right. And
they were signed to Jason Williams. Do you remember
and
that?
And Charles Oakley had a pilot for a cooking show. And by pilot, I mean something that they just filmed themselves, not for actual television.
Right,
where he cooked like roasted red snapper in like some kind of weird suede coat. And Party Supplies and performed on that episode. They had like a musical guest on the Charles Oakley cooking show, and it was them.
That's happened.
How fucking great is that?
Amazing. And and they were moving with GZA's team. Anyways.
Right.
They were really good. I did a couple songs with them. I really liked them.
Were they really good?
Yeah. Folk and Stress were really cool.
Right.
They were weird. I've never heard a white group. I've never heard a white duo.
Right.
That sounded like hard 90s New York black kids. They had a really different feel.
Party Supplies is going to end up living in like Guatemala and like have breast implants like in 15
100%.
Years. That would be my prediction for where he ends
he's
up.
He's 100%
crazy prediction.
Yeah, guy's talented as fuck.
He's 100% getting breast implants. So how do we get to how you became a personality that is literally followed by everyone on earth? What is the fucking process? Because it was a long weird in between of people like, yo, you know Fat Jew? And I'm like, yeah, that's my guy, you know, blah, blah. And then it was like, there was some sort of transition, and then social media happened, and I know you've tried them. I just want to get like the story of how we got to where you are now, which is a bit of a phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like we were in rap, and like nobody, like it's funny to think that like 2007 was like back in the day, you know, but it is in terms of like rap, because every year in rap is like 10 years basically.
Yeah.
So shit from like, oh, people just weren't ready for us. Like I was saying to you before, like we played a show one time, like at South by Southwest. It was hosted by Bun B.
Mm-hmm.
And like we came out, and the thing about us was that we could really rap. Like I had bars of steel, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. we were looking crazy. Like we looked really psychotic. So like
on purpose.
Yeah. Like we were really trying to like make a splash. Our videos right. were super nuts and yeah. weird and like trippy. And
hey, guess what? Guess what?
Oh, are you playing a Team Faceless song?
Put on your headphones, man.
You got headphones on?
Yeah.
Hey, put them on. Turn your volume up over there.
This is not horrendous.
This is a good song.
This is one of the first appearances, you're right, of Action Bronson. Tribute to former
political
mayor David Dinkins.
It's called Re-Elect Dinkins.
Well, we ran a Re-Elect Dinkins campaign. So we're trying to fuck the city up. So, like, too many scarves and, you know.
But who's this? This isn't you.
No, this is Machine.
All right, when are you?
This is Machine. I'm not on this song, so thanks a lot, Rosenberg. You dick.
Wow. Listen. Blink, held the snifter, quarter filled with cognac, had security to handle heavy chrome gas, turned his head, took a bump, wiped his nose off, and copped the Lucy, a Philly, and the old dog. He
said the Action Bronson better never say no to anything I ask him to do.
Why, did he do that?
Yeah,
with his fucking lunatics?
Doing that?
That was years ago. He hadn't done anything.
He's like Kenny Dykstra with the wasabi karate kicks.
So you're doing the rap thing. Rap right. changes. You
they
guys.
They were not ready. Like, we played a show, I was saying, with Bun B at South by Southwest. I came out, bulletproof vest, Speedo, Tim's. People were like, absolutely not.
No, get out.
No.
Low, go away.
Stop. Meanwhile, I'm spitting absolute flames. I have flames.
It doesn't matter.
With a Z coming out of my mouth. Flames.
Why were they sleeping on your flames?
Because they were like, this is too much. Because 07, they weren't ready. Now, so I'm hanging out with like the Odd Future kids, you know? And all they're talking about is like, oh, this and that. I suck my man's dick. This and that. This and that.
I've never heard that.
And I was like,
I've never heard them say they suck their man's
and
dick.
And I was like, listen to me. I was like, I'm not on some bitter, like, yo, I'm the OG of this shit. But just so you know, I was talking about this shit years before you were. I invented this shit. I literally invented this shit.
Dick sucking rhymes?
If I came out now in a bulletproof vest and a thong, the kids would be like, not enough. Dude is not turnt enough. You are whack. Like, this is not going far enough.
And yet years ago when you did it,
people were like, you need to stop right now.
What's this? Eric Sermon and Fat Jew.
Oh, man.
Exclusive freestyle.
Well, you know that I've interviewed like so many rappers. You know that I'm the rapper whisperer?
Oh, yeah, you have interviewed a lot.
I can get rappers to tell me their deepest secrets.
You've interviewed a lot of your interviews here. Krayshawn.
Did you know that Ace Hood loves yogurt and Dora the Explorer? Did you know that The Dream owns over 100 snakeskin cowboy hats?
No.
This is what I'm saying. These are the types of things you're going to find out in these interviews.
And, okay. You've done a lot of random stuff. You interviewed Joey
Chestnut.
So
no more fire bars? Just
interview people? No. My days of bars of steel have passed. Because they weren't. So we signed to Duck Down. So it was like us and Sean Price and like Ruck and Rock. I mean, and like, you know, whoever, like all these guys dressed in fatigues. You know what I mean? And then
weird fit.
Right. It was a weird fit. But honestly, it was so weird that we thought it could work. Like, it was like, this is so weird. This is kind of a funny look.
So did I.
Right.
I thought there was a chance they were going to go.
That it could work out.
A chance.
Because, like, you know.
I wasn't fully sure, but I thought there was a 50-50.
I get it.
Right, because Tech and Steel were like, yo, why did you sign these guys? You know what I mean? And we were like, hey. We were like, yo, what's up? Like, you know. Like, I'm rapping about, like, you know, hot tubs full of fettuccine. And they were just like, not. You know what I mean? They were just.
Dude, you have so many clips of you on Scott Rogowski's show that no one's ever watched.
No, why are there so many?
So many.
No.
All have 400 views.
I don't want to hear that.
Sorry.
Stop. No.
Sorry, it's not nice.
Scott Rogowski.
It's a long story.
Some Jew. Okay. No, long story short.
Some Jew.
Yes, you know, some guy with a yam on his face. This guy with a big old yam nose. So listen.
Did you say a big old yam nose? That's offensive.
I'm sorry. Is he going to hear this?
I doubt it.
Okay. So, yeah, so I do the rap thing, and then, like, shockingly, and by that I mean not shockingly, it didn't really work out. We were like, on MTV. We did a bunch of, we actually wrote a song for The Hills.
Did it get on?
Called I Want to Have Your Baby, which was about, like, me having a child. Yeah, it was wild.
So you had some success, but didn't work out.
You know, we were like Red Bull sponsored us. We were like going around and touring. We used to play a lot of college tours. I would sleep with a lot of like mediocre Jewish girls with big rough hands. you know, stuff like that. Like, I was living my dream. Making
big, big tits and big rough hands?
Yes.
Okay.
Big, like, kind of like I like hands that are like.
What about a girl? Did you ever happen to meet a girl when you were out there in a Carhartt jacket?
Mm-hmm.
Smoked lots of weed, wore Tim's.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't really cute, but had big boobs under her Carhartt jacket.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You had a chick like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she's cute.
Who smoked like
she's cute, kind of, but her hair is kind of ratty.
Actually, I knew.
No,
one.
She's cute. That's she. Sorry, cut you off. She cleans up in a couple years. She's cute.
She's cute.
Yeah,
she's
cute.
In a dirty phase.
But you like. You don't like. She's the type of girl you like. Me personally, I can't ask about her sexual past. Like, I don't want to know.
Yeah. When she was, because she was in ciphers and anything was happening.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Like, she definitely got ran through.
Oh.
And, like, not, like, she's not a slut.
Okay.
Like, she didn't, like, have, like, trains or anything, but she just got ran through. It was just bad. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
I knew a fat one with, like, red hair, who, of course, like,
loved. Whatever you mean, the words, I knew a fat one.
Fat ones are different.
Fat ones.
Well, different she person. Was, like, she was just, she had big tits and big hands and red hair, and she, like, liked fucking black dudes and, like, smoked Newport Lights. That was the one that I knew and wore a Carhartt jacket.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And would, like, you know, would smack your koofy. You know what I mean? But she had huge honkers underneath, like, underneath her, like, champion sweatshirt and her Carhartt jacket. You know what I mean? But I like big hands. Like, I like a bitch that can, like, straight dunk them.
What
I
want
a bitch
to tomahawk
the ball. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, really, like, giant hand. Like, I want, like.
Not manly, though. Just, like.
Oh, manly.
Hot chick with big hands. Yeah, Javon Kirst. I want a bitch who can.
Javon, you say Javon Kirst?
Yeah.
You say Javon Kirst?
Yeah, like bitch who can dunk a basketball.
A girl who can palm a ball.
That's because you want
women's
a, like
ball
a
or
tall.
Men's ball?
Oh, men's ball. That's what my J-Date profile says. It's just like, I want somebody who has humongous, gigantic soup bags, you know, like huge tits, and can palm a men's basketball and is emotionally unstable. Those are my asks. If you're out there, I will give my phone number on the show.
You can follow him, The Fat Jewish, on Instagram. Are you The Fat Jewish on Twitter, too?
No, because they kicked me off like 3 times, so I had to keep changing my name. You know, I protested outside their office.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I protested outside. I got a permit. They kicked me off. Like, people were coming. There were like 100 people. My rabbi was there. I got, like, permitted, so I had a bullhorn and, like.
Why?
Because they kept kicking me off for no reason.
So why'd they kick you off?
Because Zuckerberg is a Jew pharaoh trying to hold me down. So I went outside.
Wait, what? Facebook?
No, Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
Yeah, so I went outside their office with like a megaphone. I had like a whole permit. Plus, if you get a permit, you get cops, you know, who like are being, and they're like, yeah, I don't know. This guy like got his computer taken away or something. They had no idea why they were there. Meanwhile, people are getting like raped and murdered in New York, and like I'm doing this. So I like was on a bullhorn being like, Zuckerberg. Like,
wait, where was this?
It's on like 43rd in Madison.
Oh, in the city.
Yeah. So, and I was just like, my rabbi was next to me in a Coogee sweater because he like is an OG Coogee guy. And I'm screaming like, Zuckerberg, like, stop shackling me. And then 22 minutes later, some girl is like, you're back on. And I was like, no, you're mad stupid. Like, refresh your thing. And then some guy was like, no, really, you're back. 22 minutes.
You protested for 22 minutes?
Was it because Jew?
Zuckerberg's my bitch.
Yo, that's
it says Jew in the title. Is that why? Or
No. Because they, I don't know. They like thought some of my stuff was like too racy or whatever. Right. It's some bullshit.
You do post and say disgusting things.
That's true. But they won't even let me put up my best shit. Yeah, like they will not, like their rules are wild. Like I cannot put up
the stuff you send me.
The stuff I send you.
No, that's different.
That's different.
Why do you do that to people? Yeah, because I was sitting with someone who we knew in common.
Like really?
Yeah, no, a respectable person.
Who?
Actually. Gabe from ESPN.
Yeah.
Good guy, right?
Totally, yeah. Another Jew.
And he sends me.
And is this gross? I don't want to see if it's gross.
I'm not going to show it to you.
Let me tell you something.
You would delete you would hate him.
It is.
He sends things.
I can't do gross things.
No, it's like things like penises falling out of assholes and like into vaginas.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
Like a guy.
Like an animated girl, or?
Like a GIF.
Sometimes, a lot of times they're animated. Yeah,
right.
Like a female bodybuilder bench pressing a dude with a hard dick into her mouth.
Yes. Where do you find this?
The deepest, darkest crevasses of the internet. Like the asshole of the internet.
Is this like the internet that's like the underground internet?
Yeah. It's like the dark net. Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Like really, like all the shit on the internet is only like
the
10%.
Oh, dog. You want to start talking about the deep web? I'm so deep.
Yeah,
web.
My boy. You know Anthony Atamanik, my improv guy?
Of course.
He tells me like there's some underground.
Yo, I bought a burner gateway computer from like 98, like a laptop, and I'm at Starbucks, like looking at the, because I don't even want to go on my own Wi-Fi.
Right.
Like at my house, because I feel like dudes in black suits are going to like rappel through a skylight because I have a skylight.
Do you really, I'm serious though. You really go to bizarre places to look for some of the shit that you find?
Yeah, like they're in, and now actually it's become, now I have like an army of like 17-year-old Ukrainian kids who send me and they're like, look at this photo, it's crazy. And they send me like the wildest shit you could possibly imagine. They live like in their basements in the Ukraine. And they're like, there's a photo of a man's dick exploding. And I'm like, where did you get this? And are you 15? I don't understand. He's like, I have to go eat dinner. My mother's calling. And I'm like, oh, you're a child in Eastern Europe. Now, people send me the wildest shit now. You would be like shocked.
Where do you get this one from?
What is that? You can't.
I don't want to see.
Oh, no. This one's not gross.
It's on his Instagram, it's not gross.
No, because they won't. Because Zuckerberg is an oppressive man, and he won't let me put up my wildest shit. Oh, just like someone carrying an Asian baby in a plastic bag.
Yes, where did that come
Somebody
from?
Somebody sent that to me.
So these just come from friends now? You must get help from people now, too.
Yeah, I have. That's what I'm saying. I have. Well, first of all, I have five interns.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, so I work. My office is in Queens.
Have an office?
Well, it's in the back. So, you know, like in the nail salon, they'll have a waxing room in the back. Yeah. So I took over a waxing room.
Nice. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's like Better Call Saul.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm in the back there and I have five interns who are wild. I have like a bisexual Filipino who always wears fedoras. He dresses like Neo.
Okay.
And then I have a 35-year-old dude who worked in finance who quit his job. Or he might have gotten fired, actually. No, but he said he quit. And now he's trying to reinvent his life. So he interns for me. And then these kids get college credit and shit. Yeah. So, oh, shit. That's wild. So yeah, I have like an army of interns working round the clock to find me amazing shit.
Now, do you
they make it also?
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you make a lot of these?
Yeah. If you see like, but the thing is, I don't watermark because like, no offense, watermarking is like super Puerto Rican. Like if you look at like hood, if you look at any like hood comedy Instagrams, you know they put watermarks like across the photo,
down the
sides. It's like at LMAO, bruh. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
at LMAO, bruh. Like, I love their
shit
stuff.
Like that. Like I won't watermark because like it's too hood. Well, so let me ask you a question: what are hood dudes doing to photos to make them so the hood memes? Why are they so low resolution? You can't even see them. They look like paintings by the end. They're so pixelated. What are you guys doing in your photos?
I want to, not me. My shit's
okay,
clean.
Okay, fine. People you know.
I want to unfollow so many people. Like, look, dog, make any size you want. But they have an app called InstaSize. Just put it through the app, and then it goes right to your Instagram, and it all fits. Like, the memes are like the N-word is cut out. It just says, Iggy's be doing.
Yeah, I agree.
Are people also, you know, like, people say, you know, like, when you go to, like, a hood Chinese spot and the menu, like, the picture menu is super faded and, different colors? That's what hood memes look like. They're mad different colors,
like, what
and
are they
faded
them
out.
On?
I don't know.
Where do you get
we
one like
this? We have the same phone, right?
Where do you get this
straight
from?
Straight up.
This is a pizza.
What?
The pizza with wedding people on the top.
Was actually a friend of mine had that at their wedding.
Legit. Yeah,
and was like, please send this to Miley Cyrus. Because Miley Cyrus kind of jacked my whole pizza flow.
She loves pizza, right?
I made pizza trending, FYI. Like, anybody asks, I trended pizza. You know what I'm saying? You see anyone wearing clothing made of beef jerky, anyone sitting in hot tubs filled with food, or anybody talking about pizza, I invented that.
Yo, you heard it here first. Now, what's this one? Hold on. Now, this is a dog carrying a pizza. Now, this is one where it's not a crazy picture. It's where the caption wins, right? It's a dog with... Just read it. Just look at it and read it. This is captions or something.
So it's a dog carrying its own leash in its mouth.
And no, it's a pizza.
Oh, it's a pizza.
It's a dog with a pizza in its mouth, and your caption in all caps is, I'm going wherever the fuck he's going.
Yeah, it's true. Like a dog with a pizza in its mouth, where are you at?
how much time do you spend on a caption to make sure this is valuable? Because I mean, let's be serious. Your Instagram now is a major... Dude, you're up to 3 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, it's really wild. Yeah.
So, like...
How? How do you do it?
What article set it off? What article set it off?
Nah, there was no article.
Yes, there was. You were amazing, and you had a few hundred thousand, and then, like, the Times or one of the monster articles or the Daily News...
I was on the front page of the Times style section with wearing my dog in a baby Bjorn smoking a cigarette. It was a killer photo. That's really all... And then... But that was like, I don't know how many followers that got me. That was more for like, that was the first time my parents were like,
he's doing something.
They were like, oh, he's not just right. Like, he's not a psychotic, like freaky weirdo from hell.
But he is.
But he gets paid. But he gets paid. Yeah,
that's good.
Right. He's making money.
How did you start making money? And how are you making money?
Well, I mean, you know, I write for TV. Like, that's what I do. Like, I write.
What does that mean?
Like,
for what?
You know, I have a show with Comedy Central. Yeah. So
that you're working on right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I have a pilot with them.
But that's stuff you're working on for you.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's coming. That yeah, you're working on.
Correct. Like I write that stuff. That's what you I do in the back of the nail salon.
Wait, what'd you write?
That's the office.
Did you write anything that came out?
No.
Not yet.
No, I've sold like four pilots and they just don't get made because Hollywood's a fucking nightmare. Nobody does anything.
But you get, you know? But you've gotten a few checks.
Oh, for sure. And I make them give me the large presentation checks, no matter what it's for.
Don't lie. Don't just say that because it sounds good.
In the contract. Oh, you want a photo? Oh, you want receipts?
I want a receipt.
You want receipts?
You got a picture of this?
I think my God.
But I really do have it. I swear to God, I really do
big
have
check.
It. Big giant check. Not for like $3, but for like $1,200. Yeah.
Wait, they think, every check?
They think it's funny. Yeah. Comedy Central like thinks it's hilarious. Like they have like some intern come out and like present it to me and then everybody takes pictures for like $900. It's pretty great.
And then what can you bring those? How do you? You don't bring those to the bank.
No, no. I give them to my interns and then they in turn figure out what to do with them. Yeah.
No, that's the real check.
No, they give
though?
Me like a real check.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, you can't go into a Chase with a giant presentation.
That would
check.
Be. And well, like, why haven't you done that yet?
I know. I'm like slide it under the mirror to Keisha.
How do you know you can't?
I don't. Wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait.
How do you know you can't?
You're not. You know what? You're not wrong. Whoa.
Yeah. Like
mind blown.
What's the law? Oh. Or what's the rule?
Another one.
But then mostly now, what's crazy?
Well, I guess the bank issues the checks, so they wouldn't issue you.
Right.
No, but like, my accountant writes checks.
All right, you're overthinking this. Look at what I just told you.
I ain't got no type. Carbohydrates.
Carbohydrates are the only thing that I like.
It's just a picture of different carbohydrates.
Jesus, I would put up something like this and not.
You don't understand about.
Fuck, how many likes?
How many likes does
that? I can't even. I need a comma. 123,176.
And how many comments?
Yo.
My eyes are bad. 42,000?
Yo, I got stoned the other night. Okay.
Yeah, 42,000 comments because you wrote, I ain't got no type. Carbohydrates are the only thing that I like.
You know how they say never read the comments? So, like, once in a while, I'll sit on my couch and get stoned and, like, read through the comments. Don't read through they're insane. It, like, it runs the spectrum of, like,
people. Racist.
Oh, my God. It's basically three things. It's like the craziest things are girls being like, I want to rip your dick off and, like, keep it in a glass case forever because I'm that in love with you. Like, I need your dick with me always.
I don't get those.
Okay.
I never get
those. Second thing is, like, you're a Jew. I'll put you in an oven.
Right. That's sure. Got to be 30%.
You're like, speaking of pizza, I'll put you in an oven like a pizza.
Right,
like
right, of course, 100%.
The third one is just like, and those are usually like Serbian teenagers saying like the most insane shit.
Right.
And then it's also just white girls being like, "This is so us. This is so me. Like, this is so Dave. How Dave is this? Like, how Jeff is this? How us is this? How you is this? Like, this is so us. It's honestly,
oh, that's a lot of that.
Yes, oh my God. Course. Oh, of course. It's horrible in there. Don't like. I'm never going in there ever again.
And what's the level of recognition you're at day to day when you go out in the street?
It's insane because, like you said, like when I was more like into rap and like. You know, more crazy sort of underground type shit. I did a lot of stuff with Vice. It was mostly like, you know, it was like gothic Puerto Rican teenagers. You know what I mean? And like, you know, like runaways and weirdos, you know? Now it's gone like super fucking mainstream. I signed a baby recently.
You signed a baby?
This couple was like, can you sign our baby? I was like, sure. I'll sign your baby. And it's like 70-year-old white women with like bad breast implants, like sloshing white wine around, being like, we love your Instagram. You're so hilarious. Like my husband's a dentist. Like it's gone full out mainstream.
No, you are completely
good for
out of
you,
here,
man.
I was on Dr. Oz. I was on Dr. Oz.
Why were you on Dr. Oz?
Because Dr. Oz. Also, crazy. I'm on Bloomberg now every 2 weeks. Bloomberg Financial Television.
Why is that?
Every 2 weeks, I come on as president of the internet, and I tell them what's up. Friday's like the crazy day at Bloomberg.
Oh, they get
like,
wacky.
They do like wacky stuff. Like somebody wears like no sport coat. You know what I mean? Also, I was in the office the other day, and Mike Bloomberg is walking around, and I just finished doing a hit on the show. That's TV talk. And and Mike Bloomberg walks by, and the woman who's hosting the show is like, Mike, come over here. So he comes over, and she's like, this is Fat Jew. He's very influential on the internet. First of all, she said that. Like, that was a horrible thing to say.
Correct quote.
And then he looked right at me, shook my hand, and just went, fucking scary. And just walked away. And
I was like, that did not happen. That did not happen.
My literal hand to God. I will flip this table. I will Mariah Carey.
Okay, you don't have to.
I'll Mariah Carey this whole shit right now. Literally right now.
Wow.
Back to your question about how I make money also, because TV money sucks. That's the thing. You'll write like a whole show and it'll be great. And then like the checks are whack. Like
you're not going to get money until you get into a third season of a successful show.
No, literally.
So how are you making your money?
Big Bang Theory. So two things. One, I'm writing a book.
Okay. That's also not how you make money. That was just an advance. No. You got an advance.
Yeah. But like
you got a good advance.
Way too much. Like,
what company is the book with?
It's, well, the publisher's Grand Central, which is owned by Hachette.
Okay.
Which is like, they're a real, like, you know, Google it.
Okay. Okay.
You know, like, because, you know.
So you got a fat check for the book.
Oh, and then just like immediately went on like a full performance art tour. I rented like a cabin in fucking Vermont and like took mad shrooms and like just bought crazy shit. Because, like, you know, the more money I get, the more, like, it's great, all great for Instagram. You know, do it for the gram, bro.
But what did why did you get a cabin in Vermont? What did you? You mean you're just blowing your money?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah,
that's good.
Totally.
Where do you live currently? In Queens or in the city still?
No, I live in a tasteful 3-bedroom in Chelsea. Yeah, sun splashed, crown moldings, beautiful. Yeah.
Are you being serious or no?
No, I'm being serious.
A 3-bedroom in Chelsea?
Yeah.
But that means you make a lot of money.
Yeah.
How else are you making money?
I'm super rich, dog. I'll buy you a sub, right? I'll buy you a 6-foot Super Bowl sub right now.
No, you won't.
Someone order it. Somebody order it. I'll pay for it. Where do you order that from? Order it right now and I'll pay for it.
I don't know where you get a 6-foot Super Bowl.
Because let me tell you, okay, so there was that money and then I was blowing all that. Like, I was getting hookers to come to my house and do, a lot of this is on YouTube. Like, I'll blow a lot of money bringing over hookers than not having sex with them. Like, I have them like reenact scenes from Braveheart or the Mighty Ducks or like Cook from, you can watch it online. Google Fat Jew Hooker Braveheart. See, this is what I'm saying. You're like, no. And I'm like, yeah.
Why have I not seen this, though?
Because you're not trending, dog. I don't know what to tell you. Are you not in the know?
I don't know. I'm getting depressed, actually.
Fat Jew Hooker.
Braveheart.
Braveheart.
I bring two hookers over, and I'm like, I'll give you your full fee, and I'm not going to put my champagne cork-shaped dick inside of you, and all you have to do is paint your face white and blue, and you have to reenact the fight scene like, never take our freedom from Braveheart. And I'll pay you
That's so easy.
And I'll pay you your full fee. Yeah.
And they actually probably enjoy it, right?
Well, a lot of them get scared. A lot of them come in and are like, oh, hell no. Like, if you want to put your dick in them, they're like, that's fine.
It's Fat Jew. This is a little segment I like to call Hookers Do Non-Sexual Stuff. We call two hookers over. It's 4 p.m. right now. And we're going to get them to act out movie scene from Braveheart.
And they're like,
I got Samir.
And they're like, no. What? Like, this is some crazy white guy shit.
And then I got Paulie.
But then I'm like, I'm going to give you money and not put my horrible dick in you. And then finally they like talk it over in the bathroom. And they come back and they're like, okay. And they had a great time.
That's what I'm saying. Do they enjoy it?
They had suck. Yo, I played dodgeball the other day. We cleared all the furniture in my apartment, played a game of full contact dodgeball with two hookers in Brooklyn. I swear to God. We cleared all the
You taped this as well?
That's going to be on a show that I'm on a show on Showtime that's coming out.
Okay.
It's Dick Wolf, like the Law and Order dude. They follow people around from midnight to 5 in the morning. It's called 3 a.m.
Yeah,
like,
they were talking to someone we know about that
right.
show.
So I'm just one character on it. Yeah, I'm just one character. And I basically, because they have a lot of people doing like nightlife stuff, you know, like clubs. And I was like, I'm doing the weirdest shit you could possibly imagine. They were like, okay. Because it's Showtime, so they can basically show anything.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I did the craziest shit. I went to like an over 65 S&M party in Park Slope. I went to a Haitian voodoo ceremony in a basement in Canarsie. I'm playing dodgeball with hookers.
When is it? When are we going to see that show? When does that start coming up?
I think soon. It's like reality, so I think they turn it around quick.
Maybe we could do like you guys could kind of act out like a movie scene for us. Let's say that the two of you would be like on our backs, like we're horses, right? And then you're wearing like the like blue and white face paint, and you give like this like that speech.
That'd be so good.
Yeah.
No.
What?
I don't think
so.
Come on.
One of them's
got to
keep
And they're fine being on camera right now.
Yeah. Neither of our people should ever be
So they're not cleared for this?
Nope.
No.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
His titties were out.
Yes, I've heard.
You did get them naked at least.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yes, I have to get boobs.
If he were here, consume the English with fireballs from his eyes.
You're a fucking weirdo,
man. This is what I'm
I get happy telling my little 10 minutes of jokes on stage at the stand. This is fucking insane.
Why don't we blow some money together?
I don't have any to blow. I'll just blow my job.
Let's go to like we'll go to a Sandals resort or something. You know what I mean? We'll go to like Jamaica.
I like watching people like you, but I'm boring. If you hung out with me, I'm boring.
What? You eat like peanut butter bugles and shit? Your turn.
Yeah, but
dude,
I just
found peanut butter bugles, dog.
Saying.
Yeah, but I'd like, I went to Jamaica and literally would get mad when my wife interrupted me of deleting songs from my iTunes.
All right.
That was your activity?
Yeah, like I had 17,000. I got it down to like 11,000.
Right, this is all, this is all he
likes. And I killed it.
You killed
it. And she's like, can we go to the beach? I'm like, let me get like 100 more songs. Right.
Now, guys, real quick, in a second, I want to ask Fat Jew about some of his famed run-ins with huge celebrities. Okay. And I want to ask about all the celebrities who follow him. Before we do that, Sife, I just wanted to say, I don't know if I mentioned this to you today. Have I told you how beautiful and smooth your face looks?
No.
I haven't?
No.
Your face looks so beautiful and smooth.
Oh, I appreciate that, man.
Have you been shaving with a different product?
Well, I don't know if you guys know this. I got that bevel.
You went to getbevel.com and you ordered yourself an amazing razor and now you're using it on your Puerto Rican skin and you're not getting irritated?
Yeah, it, you know, it's made for coarse and curly hair.
Yes.
So like, we don't get razor bumps.
Yes, because oftentimes people like Jews and blacks and Puerto Ricans, our beards get all messed up and red bumps.
Guys, you ever heard of the rapper Nas? You ever heard of Nas? Babyface rapper.
Nas.
Babyface rapper.
Nas. Hold on. This guy? Is it this guy? Oh, this guy.
Turn my headphones up.
That's the song you pick?
Okay. This guy.
Yes. Okay.
What about this guy? Well, that's AZ.
Well, that's exactly.
Yeah,
same
song. Idea. Yeah.
That guy is an investor in the company.
I've heard about that.
And his face. He looks like he's 19 now. I think he's 103 years old.
You know, last week I went out to the Grammys and I went to the Pharrell after party.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what I saw there?
Nas.
How'd you know that?
Oh, because we were talking about him.
Oh, I saw Nas.
Yeah.
His face looks so skin. I went up to him and I said, Nas.
His face looks skin?
What'd I say?
His face looks skin.
His face looks so smooth.
Right.
And I said, Nas, your face is as smooth as your voice. And he said, are you hitting on me? And I said, nah. He said... And he said, thank you for noticing that I use Bevel. And I said, I know you're an investor. Guess what? We're telling people to go to getbevel.com and use the code WANAP and they can get an amazing razor.
Mm.
And he was like, yo, you're my dog. And I was like, as a result, do you want to do the podcast? And he was like, nah. Exactly. Anyways, go to getbevel.com, use the code WANAP and get an amazing razor. It will change the way you shave. You will be smooth, fresh, and luxurious. Just like our friend Fat Jew. Just kidding. He's a hairy, disgusting heathen. But you should use it. Fat Jew.
You know, I was going to say, it's kind of like if black dudes start using products that make them look smoother and even younger, it's going to be unfair because it's already impossible to tell how old black guys are.
I know.
Like, I want to start a blog called How Old's That Black Guy? Because it's impossible to tell. Nas could be.
That's actually a genius.
Nas could be 14.
We don't know.
No, who knows? Pharrell's like 100.
I know.
He looks like he should be having a bar mitzvah.
Pharrell wrote Rum Shaker when he was, I think, 82 years old.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Go to getbevel.com, use the code WANAP, and get yourself a bevel razor. It's amazing. Fat Jew, you said you had a great Kanye West story, and I for one, want to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's trending hard, right?
Oh, dude.
Oh,
he's on
God.
Fleek. His trend game's on
Why?
Fleek.
Oh, YOLO swag.
Why is he trending?
Because of the Grammys.
He did a fake out?
And then afterwards, like, said Beck should give his award to Beyonce.
Right.
Joking, or he was being serious?
No,
he was being serious.
Was what album was it?
Being for real.
I mean, what was the award?
Album of the year.
Oh. Beck won album of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
First time. I didn't like it.
This is so tight, by the way. This is so chill. It's like talking to my dad.
I know.
Oh, no, I don't watch anything.
Yeah.
Like, I was at a comedy club, and the Grammys were on, and I was like, can you turn this off?
Why are you doing this?
Right.
I don't like that shit. I don't like awards.
But anyway, so Kanye is trending. His trend game's on Fleek. And you all right?
Ah!
You all right?
Hold on. I'm just gonna clear my throat. All right, vocal. I gotta do a quick
one
vocal.
More. Yeah,
quick vocal exercise.
No, go ahead.
Solange. All right. Okay, I'm good.
100%.
Now I'm good. 100%.
Kanye story.
Yes.
Tell me right now what happened.
So okay. So I get an email, right? And it's like I get an email from somebody, and they're like, "Kanye's looking for you," and I'm like, "What?" And then I get another email from another person who works for him that will remain nameless. And it's like, Kanye's looking for you. And I'm like, Kanye's looking for me? Like, what does that mean? So they're like, do you mind if we put you on an email together? So I'm like, 1,000%. That's dope.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I would love to be on an email with you. So I start sending him emails, and I can show you the emails because one day I'm going to like publish them because they're so fucking funny. And So they put us on an email together, like, hey guys, you take it from here. You know, like when people put you on an email, no one responds for like 3 days. No one wants to set it off. Like, no one wants to be like the uncool person who sends the first email.
So, I'll do it.
I break the ice and I write him an email. I'm like, hey Kanye, I know you're probably like cliff diving naked or like having lunch with like the ghost of Steve Jobs. But if you could find some time, do you think you could like write me back? I know, but he wasn't responding. Like, no one was saying anything. So I was like sincerely, like,
were you checking it every day?
Yeah, every second, being like, why isn't Ye emailing me? Why haven't I got an email from Ye?
Of course.
So okay, so then he writes back like immediately, like within like 10 seconds. And I don't know if you've ever got an email from Kanye.
Never have.
The writing is crazy. The words are like seven spaces apart. I can show you. Like they're on.
Do you really have it?
They're on different lines. I swear to God. They're
can you look it up?
Yeah,
I would like to see it.
They're on different lines.
What?
So and then wait.
I gotta step my game up.
I can stop telling this for a second.
Yeah. Go ahead. He's looking at his phone right now to show us this because I have to tell you, I've heard this before.
About his emails.
Yes, I've heard he writes crazy emails before.
They're literally insane.
And I'm so excited to hear where this conversation then goes. We're so caught up in the font. I'm so excited to hear.
Oh, it gets so ill.
How long ago is this, by the way? Give
this
us a general.
This was in the first email?
Yeah.
Mid to late September.
Okay, so several months ago.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you this email. I write.
Yes, Sif?
Sorry, is Gabby in there? She went out? Okay.
She's gone, Sif.
All right. I'm already getting responses for this class I'm putting up.
Oh, so, good news.
Yeah. It's more interesting than Kanye.
I know. I know. Right now. Okay. I understand.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Do your thing. Do your thing, fat guy.
I guess. Yeah. Talk about whatever you're talking about.
Do your thing, funny man. So I write, hey, Kanye, the name of the person told me you were looking to connect, which I think makes sense because we're both beautiful men. I'm assuming that you're doing some awesome shit right now, like diving off a cliff naked or having lunch with Bono. But when you get some time, could you hit me back? So then he writes back, and then look at this email. Like, look how many spaces there are and, like, how all over the place it is. And so he's like, ha! Like, your mind is crazy! Like, I've been you think in a crazy way! Like, I need to talk to you immediately!
That's weird.
Like, immediately I need to talk to you. So I'm like,
why is it like that?
I'm like, about what? Also, what's he doing on the keyboard? He's just mashing the space bar? Is he having a fucking seizure? Like, what's he like?
It's got to be calculated,
is he
right?
A stroke? Like, does he know we're going to be talking about it? So he doesn't
right.
like that.
Right, he must. Right. He must.
Okay, so he sends me that back.
I like that in your phone, by the way. It automatically comes up like from Kanye's email. It just says W.
Yeah, just W. So then, okay, so he writes me back, right?
Go ahead.
Then he writes me back, right? So then I write back and I give him my number, right? He's like, I'm gonna call you.
Yeah, he's like, you're innovative. You think in a different way. I want to talk to you.
So I send him the thing and I'm like, all right, I send him my number. He's like, I'm gonna call you. No call. So like 2 weeks go by and every day I'm like, should I email him back? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, what do you do?
I'm glad that you go to the dark depths regions of the internet and do some wild shit, but still feel awkward about emailing someone back.
Right. Everyone does.
That's fucking great.
Everyone does. So I write it. So 2 weeks go by, no call. He doesn't call me. I give him my number. He writes. So I write him an email again. Hey, Kanye.
Hey, Kanye.
Just wanted to hit you up again. See if you still want to just discuss some awesome stuff. I'm sure you've been busy doing killer shit like recording music naked in an Egyptian pyramid surrounded by candles. But if you have some time, just give me a call. Give him my number again.
Okay.
He writes me back again on some like, yo, I'm going to call you. Like, I swear to God, we need to connect. No call. So I write back a third time and I send him by the way, the gif of the guy bodybuilding, the female bodybuilder bench pressing a guy's dick into her mouth. So I send that to Kanye.
I can't believe you sent him that gif.
And he writes back like, lol! Like, screaming lol. She's like, lol! And then he's like, I'm gonna call you. So I'm like, yo, I'm not emailing him back. Like, not again. Yeah. So finally, like 2 weeks after that, now like 2 months have gone by, I get a text that just says, hi, it's Kanye. Mad normal in like green, like non iMessage. And I'm like, nah, no, because me and my crew are, it's like super antics, like prank scene. Yeah. Like everyone's getting trolled constantly. Yeah. So I was like, this is definitely my man from like the Verizon store on a display phone. Right. Like there is no way that this is Kanye. Like he doesn't have iMessage. And then I'm like, wait, maybe he has like a flip phone. Cause you could see him having like a Cricket phone, right? Like just
absolutely.
Just overthinking it. Yeah. It's like, yo, I'm gonna get a prepaid Cricket phone. You know what I mean? Like the least swaggy. Okay, so I write back, hey man, because I don't want to get played by my boys.
Of course.
I don't want to be like, yo, what's up, dog? Like, it's really good to
hear. Get really excited. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he, no text back. Then he calls. Like, and like 45 minutes later, I get a call from that number.
Okay.
And if I pick up and I'm like, whatever, I'm not going to like miss this because I think I'm getting fucked with.
Yeah.
So I pick up and it's him. He's like, yo, he's like, yo. And then basically, whatever. He's like, do you want to meet for brunch tomorrow? By the way, I got mad nervous on the call. I was like, yo, I'm cool. Like, yo, like, I was like, yo, like, turn up, Balmain, you know? Like, YSL turn up? Like, just saying things I think he'll feel. So then he basically is like, we're going to have brunch tomorrow. So I'm like, okay. So the next.
By the way, you're the brunch king.
I do. Well, it's another story. I'm possibly rethinking my position on brunch. I know.
All right, we'll get to it later.
I was a brunch Don. I was a Don of Hollandaise.
Yes. Exactly.
So the next day he doesn't call. 11:15. Super rude. It's like it's 11:30. It's 11:45.
Whoa, you're passing brunch time, bro.
Saying, now it's 1 o'clock.
What day is it?
It's a Saturday.
Oh, okay, this is okay. Brunch. Okay. This is appropriate brunch.
So I'm at my house like, Kanye, this is rude. This is super fucking rude. What if I had shit to do? I need to go to the Container Store.
Right.
Like, I mean, you know what
I'm saying? It's Saturday.
I want to go get a tattoo of something.
I want to get an Ivar shell from IKEA.
Totally.
Something.
What if I want to get a tattoo I'm going to regret the rest of my life. You know, that someone dared me to get. Right. What if I want to fucking go to Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah. Anything could happen on a Saturday.
Exactly. So I might pick up a dehumidifier.
I love dehumidifiers.
Jews love dehumidifiers.
Come on. Finally,
4 o'clock comes and I'm like at my computer and like just like, you know, doing stuff, surfing, and I get a text being like, come through to the Mercer right now. I'm going to be here for 40 minutes. So I was like, at first I was like, no. You know what? Absolutely not. Like,
yeah, good for you.
Like, what are you, the president? Yeah, you're going to take that back in a second. Because I was like, you know what? Like, what am I getting, 5 minutes of time with the guy? And then I was like, I'm going.
I'm happy that you thought to say no. I wouldn't say no.
No, no, but to
at least have some self-respect. Like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Let me just go see what he's fucking talking about.
Next thing you know, I'm running full speed down 9th Avenue, being like, whenever you like don't need a cab, there's a cab. And whenever you need one, there's not one. Like, freaking out. Being like, oh, I'm going to miss him. So I get there, and he's just there. So it's him, two other guys, and then some Russian dude in a suit who's not security. He's not big, sitting with his legs crossed, facing outwards, like not looking at the table. Doesn't say hello to me. So anyway, we sit down.
What? Okay.
Mad weird. So anyway.
Who are the other two dudes? Security?
No. It's like Virgil and like guys he works with.
Right.
So we all start like talking. So you know that like he basically, you know, he puts together these like creative teams. So like, you know, like when 2 Chainz makes an album, he doesn't give a fuck. He like raps and then he's like, yo, handle it. Yeah. You know, Kanye's like, I want to know what the iTunes art looks like.
Right, of course.
Like, I want to know everything. Like, I'm designing the promotional napkins. You know, he wants everything in his control.
I love it, though.
Right. It's really great. So he puts together these teams. So these couple of like internet artists that I know who do like internet art, whatever the fuck that means. He tapped them to like work on this album and puts them in this house. And it's like this. He builds his creative team and like he shows up every couple weeks and is like, tell me your vision. I'm gonna make it music. You know, like this. So I thought he was going to ask me to do that. Yeah. So he's not asking me. So halfway through, we're like hanging out and I'm like, I'm just going to start saying crazy shit because I don't know what I'm getting out of this. And I just want to like, right. I'm just going to troll him. Like, I'm just going to wild out.
So hold on. So at first, though, you're just listening and being a normal guy like you're in a business meeting.
No. I'm like saying, you know, I'm like.
You're being funny. You're being you.
But I'm not like really turning up.
Okay, got
it. I'm like making jokes, you know, some lols, some JKs.
Nothing crazy.
No, you know, we're talking about stuff. So he goes on like a mad long. First, he goes. This is the things he went on a rant about. First, he goes on a rant about how there's no money in music and. He can't make any money and he can't do the things he wants to do. I was like, dog, I think you made $150 million last year. So you could definitely do the things you want to do. Like, I don't know what you're trying to do, but I'm pretty sure you can do them. Then secondly, he goes,
that is what he loves to talk
about. He's like, yo, I spoke to Obama and I told him, Barry, my N-word, you are not taking the right meetings, dog. And I was like, what? So meanwhile, everyone at the table, and like no disrespect to anybody, because they're all like, they work with him and they're on some like, yo, no doubt. Right. He's not taking the right meetings. And I'm going, is he not taking the right meetings? I think he's probably taking the right meetings. I'm just saying he's Obama. So then so he like talks about that. And then he talks about like all this crazy shit. And then he asked me what I want to do. So at this point, I'm like, I'm just going to say something crazy. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm trying to become a human computer, and I'm trying to ejaculate data, like ones and zeros, like binary code coming out of my dick, and impregnate the world. This is what I say, verbatim. Your man stands up. He's like, yes! Yes! No doubt! Oh! Like in the middle of a restaurant.
No, he didn't.
And people are like, oh, Kanye's screaming. Like, nobody bats an eye because Kanye's screaming. Like, no, of course. Like, it would be, I would bat an eyelash if he was like, hey, how are you guys? Like, that would be weird. He's screaming, being like, yes, no doubt. I need more people who ejaculate data around me. And I'm like, is this working? I feel like he's feeling this. So then the best part is that I don't know if you can use this, but he eats this. So everyone at the table is talking, right? And they bring over a little like dish of wasabi peas, right?
Okay.
And they're all talking, but I'm not talking and Kanye's not talking. But I'm watching him, but he doesn't see me watching him. So he eats, I watch him eat a wasabi pea and he's like, Then I watch him eat another one. He's like, yeah. And then he just interrupts everybody else talking and is like, yo, I love these. These are amazing, yo. I want these in my house. Like, I want my house filled with these shits. Alexei, the Russian, whoever he is, gets up. He hasn't said a single word, and he's been kind of sitting facing out from the table. Gets up and just leaves and doesn't come back. Now, did he go to get wasabi peas? Maybe.
We don't know.
We're not sure. We're not sure. But he broke out at that moment and never came back. Then, like, 20 minutes later, he just stood, Kanye stood up, was like, I gotta go to the studio, peace, and just left me. And just broke out with me, like, there with his team.
Did you ever hear from him again?
Nope.
That was it.
That was literally it.
What did he want?
So unclear. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know. Like, I kept feeling he was going to be, I kept being like, so, using my, like, let's wind up to talk about something voice. And then he just kept being like, yo, I want to, like, you know, put a falcon in a turban. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Like, just saying some shit. Like, like he would, I think that he was getting ready to ask me something. And then he would just start talking about some next shit. Be like, yo, Elon Musk. You know what I mean? Like, just something about Elon Musk. Who, like, I sort of know who that is.
Okay.
Wow.
That is a phenomenal.
It was really fun. Also, people are eating and he just has a glass of water in front of him. No ice. Mad intimidating. Also, there was no bill. No one came over.
Ever.
We just left.
Oh, but he stays in that hotel, right?
We were at a restaurant, though.
Is that the Mercer?
It was like the, well, I guess it was the connecting
restaurant.
Maybe
he was staying there.
So they just like bill it to his room?
But he has an apartment. But he lives here.
I don't know. But no.
He has a house here, though.
But I know a lot of people tell me that he's at the Mercer. Like,
oh, really?
That's where we met.
Yeah.
That's where we met. But it was like a connecting restaurant. Well, yeah, maybe they just billed his room, I guess. Does he not care what he doesn't care what the bill is. Assist. But I thought there was no
does
money.
Does he not care what the bill is?
But I thought there was no money in music.
I know. He's broke.
He's deep, but he didn't eat. He had water.
That's true.
Exactly. The bill's on the same.
Separate check.
I was very intimidated by that because I was ordering mad shit. I had shit. I was putting shit in my bag.
What about, you told me you also had a great Lil Wayne story.
Yeah, I went to a Grammys after party and I basically like rolled up to him in VIP and was just like, hey, yo, I was like, someone tell the DJ to put on Pony by Genuine. I'm about to give Wayne a lap dance, like right to his face. And then his bouncer.
What were you, were you sober?
I was on ecstasy, but okay. Not Molly. Like classic, like double stack Mitsubishis. Yeah. Like exit 43 on the LIE Long Island 97 ecstasy.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Good shit.
47?
Oh, yeah. Whatever that is. I'm just saying, I feel like people are addicted to ecstasy.
Port Jeff or something like that?
Yeah.
So if you're thinking too literally.
Dudes in Shirley? I don't know.
My mom was 51, man.
Okay, sorry.
I know about Deer Park. Son.
I know. I'm
trying to think what's before 40.
Shout out to Long Island. Great.
So how did
soil.
Wayne respond to this?
Oh, so Wayne's looking at me like, what? And then immediately his security guard punched me directly in the throat. And I basically pretended like I wasn't that hurt and immediately exited the VIP area. And then I'm not kidding, full out lost my voice. Dude was like Black Seagal. Like I couldn't
talk.
Wait,
what did he look like? When was this?
4 or 5 years ago. Yeah, like when he was like perped out. When he was like, yeah, I'm a space alien from space.
And
like not a black guy.
He was a black guy.
Oh, black dude. Okay.
Oh, he's a black guy. I know this other security. He Black Seagal'd me. He Bleavin' Seagal'd me. Like, wow. I literally left and was like, all right, no doubt. And like left and then couldn't speak. And then like went to see my doctor and he was like, what happened? And I was like, Little Wayne security guard punched me in my throat.
Punched you or chopped you?
He like, you know, like.
Like a jab.
Like, yeah, like with his, but with his hand like straight out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know what you even call that, but it was wild. It was some straight up. Out for justice shit. This
and
is
it
what
leaves
happens.
No bruise or nothing,
no,
right?
No, nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. There was nothing.
I know that you probably are used to this by now, but mm-hmm. just because I think Sife is so out of the loop and never knows anything that happens in the world, mm-hmm. I want you to tell him.
I put on the news this morning.
Well, you mean like WPIX?
Because
that's
on,
his favorite news.
Can I?
Dope.
Sorry.
Dope.
1 second. So since I left the radio station, I have 2 weeks. I've been like, oh, this is amazing.
Right.
And then somebody says something to me. I'm like, what's happening in the world?
Right.
Because at the radio station, you're just in the ether of people
you're in, like,
saying what's going
you're in
on.
Real life Twitter.
Even
you're
if right. I didn't give a fuck,
right.
I would hear it. Mm-hmm. It would be in my. So I was like, I don't know what's going on. So I try to put on some random new. Like I got to CNN and it was talking about going to war with ISIS. It was kind of boring. So I just kept. I was like, maybe BBC has like a news thing. And I find
maybe BBC has a news.
No, like a
call.
I want like quick.
Totally
I want like quick hits.
Okay,
like I watched New York One for a while, but that's too local.
Pat Kiernan,
right? So I put on.
I'm just mixtaping Pat Kiernan.
I found some channel.
Lewis Dudley,
the girl, remember Sharon Carpenter?
Yeah,
she's on some like weird, like a live TV or something or a.
And she was doing news.
Yeah, her and some other black guy.
A Leave TV, like sponsored by the truck?
Not Axe. It was something with an A. Like something that means like uplift or something.
Ascend.
Aspire. Something like that. Aspire 360. And I'm like, what the fuck is she doing on here? And I'm watching, and this is exactly what I wanted. Just tidbits of like Valentine's Day is around the corner. Grammy wardrobe. They had Thelonious Monk III was on there all in an hour. I was like, this is amazing.
So wait, so you're saying that the news you found was delivered to you by Sharon Carpenter?
Yeah, and some
from K-Fox's
some guy that looks
TV
like
show?
Dion from the radio station.
Oh my God, what a channel.
I like how you were like, CNN, no, this, I want all my news from here.
Yeah,
I'm only getting my news from
right
here.
Now. All right, so speaking of which, of Syph not knowing anything. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we've lost him for the rest of the episode. He's now going to be searching
for... He's on the internet.
I'm going to find this
He's going to Aleve.com.
Okay.
Tell him some of the people that follow you on Instagram, because it's mind-blowing who follows you. Some of the ones that actually made you stop and be like, word?
Yeah, like, what?
I know you've lost track. You don't know everyone who follows you anymore.
Well, but, you know, I have this team of interns. They have this program that shows you, like, you know...
When someone massive follows you.
Yeah, or, like, unfollows. But I don't like it, because, like, now I have mad beef. Like, Carlos Boozer, I'm not feeling you. Like,
he
how
unfollowed
dare you?
You
unfollow me, Carlos Boozer? Your hair looks painted on. You are a mess.
Why'd he do that?
How dare? I don't know. Are you listening, Carlos Boozer?
I hope so.
I hope so.
And he went to Duke. F him.
Yeah.
Who else? He? Who else? What's
that person?
So tight.
He's a basketball player.
Arise. Arise TV 360.
Don't ever mention that again, please. Don't ever. Don't show it to me. Don't even show it to me.
I don't want to
know. I don't
want to
see
more.
It. I don't want to know, about,
know
it.
About it.
I don't want to hear what it is.
If I know, I can't unknow.
So who follows you? Tell Syph.
There are some big ones, like all the Kardashians, including like the little ones.
All the children follow
you
too.
Yeah, like the rebuilt cyborg Kardashian children, like the ones who just got rebuilt, who, by the way, are so hot.
Oh, they're the best hottest robots
ever.
The
one with the kind of greenish hair. What's that one's name?
I don't know.
Kylie.
Kylie.
Let me tell you what I would like if she.
What
went,
would you do to
if
Kylie?
If she ran.
What would you
if,
do to
let's
her?
Say she ran the New York City Marathon.
Okay.
Okay. And then after that, got into a sauna. Then after that, went immediately to the most humid place you could find in America and spent 3 days there shitting. Just taking shit. She was like, I got diarrhea from running the marathon. Then I would immediately eat her ass right after that.
Okay. You love
right
her.
Right after that. 100%.
I hope she hears this.
I would let her give me AIDS. If she had full-blown AIDS.
You take that from Kylie.
Well, I'd be like, number one, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to look great. And 100%. Number two, like, I get to have sex with you. So this is a win-win.
All right, who else besides the
Kardashian? The whole entire Kardashian clan. Miley.
Popping.
Miley, popping. And then, yo, there's always the weirdest ones. Like the other night, you know that show Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen?
Of course.
Yeah. So he... What are the chances that Syph Sounds has heard of that show?
Wait, what is it?
Andy Cohen. You've heard of Andy Cohen.
Who is he?
The guy in Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
The gay dude on Bravo.
This is my favorite thing on the show.
That he knows nothing?
It's really the absolute best thing ever.
I know.
Okay, so on that show, Brooke Shields comes on. I think she's like drunk on like Chardonnay. And she's like, I want to talk about the fat Jew. And just goes on this like, just like, he's so great. And I so love him. And I was like, Brooke?
Wait, out of nowhere?
And I was like, Brooke Shields? Like,
yo, have any celebrity chick tried to slide up in your DMs and get that fat, disgusting Jewish cock?
Yes. Ooh. Well, here's the thing. So I have this weird blossoming relationship. Wait, how did you refer to my dick?
Fat, disgusting Jewish cock?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I was just like, yeah.
All right, no,
yeah,
processing.
It's like a fleshy rock shrimp.
What's blossoming?
So January Jones,
oh my.
From the aforementioned Mad Men television
oh
program,
my
which
Syph
Sounds has heard of.
Oh, he loves it.
Yes.
Okay, loves it. So
he loves January Jones. So, Plain Jane.
So I started writing things on her page, like on her photos, like, you know, like crazy shit, you know, like I would do this to you, or I would, you know, I'd let you shit on my chest. I would, you know, let you like, you know,
think of all these.
You're right. Just like really wild shit. And I guess as my Instagram got bigger, more and more people started seeing those comments because people are like, you know, like young people are like lurking the activities
they lurk
page.
Them, yeah.
So they're like, oh, fat you wrote on January Jones's wall. Right. And I was writing really, really wild shit. Like I'd like to shave off all your pubic hair and smoke it in a fat ass Marley spliff. Like just some wild shit. And then what I found out eventually was that she was super into it. And she started reposting screenshots of my comments on her Instagram.
Wow.
Being like, Fat Jew says crazy things to me. Then an article came out on these blogs being like, Fat Jew wants to eat January Jones's ass. Okay?
All true.
And then someone reached out to me and was like, hey, I know her because she's a chuckle fucker. She fucks funny guys. Because I don't know if you know about this.
Oh. No.
Have you ever heard of the concept chuckle fucker?
You know, she has like, was that Joe Buttons? Yeah. She has like a mysterious baby daddy that no one knows who it is. She keeps it on the wrap. I think it's Zach Galifianakis. That's what I heard from like us from a stylist. And you know stylists know everything.
They do.
Because she is a fat chuckle fucker. She fucks fat guys with jokes. That's the word. That is the word. So you eat those bugles and you can fuck January Jones and me too. Like straight up. So
are you going to meet her?
So they were like, so I was like, would she go out on a date with me?
She's a chuckle fucker.
Like, would she actually go on a date with me? Because I will take her to a reasonably priced restaurant where the entrees are between $15 and $24.
Right.
And she can get an entree and an app and dessert. And
you'll fucking pound that ass.
And like two drinks.
And you'll eat her?
I'll let her do whatever. She can like.
Whatever.
Literally any. She could put my dick in a wood chipper. I would be like, that's fine. That is fine. I would love that. So the person hit me back just 2 days ago and was like, I'm going to ask her. And then hit me back and was like, yeah, we can make it happen. So like, am I going to go on a date with her? Yes. Where are we going to go? Dave and Buster's? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. What should we do?
Can we get a follow up on this?
No doubt. I'm going to have to videotape it. Like, I'm going to have to do something. Because here's the thing. Let's just say I had sex with January Jones. That would be insane. Because I fuck basically threes and fours.
Right. On purpose?
Well, yes. A lot of the time.
Let's be honest, though. You get offered some pretty high-end stuff.
Like once in a while, like an Israeli six comes through and it's like, my name is Maya. Like, I like to dance for you, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, no. But it's never higher than, there's never been higher than like a seven. January Jones, although she's a little bit of like a baked potato. You know what I mean? She's not like exotic hot. Like, she's a little plain Jane.
Oh, that's the baked
potato. I love plain Jane.
Yeah.
Sife, you love plain Jane.
Yeah. Oh, you like a nice plain. Yeah. Just some nice.
Sife wants a baked potato, maybe a little bit of sprinkle salt.
Right.
Yeah. You want to have. Not too much.
Just like missionary with like a plain white woman.
Yes.
That sounds fine.
I think plain Janes get freaky.
Okay, yes.
I just don't like the girls that are all done up and shit.
Right.
Too much.
Right. So, if I have sex with her, that's going to be like, what? That's going to be crazy. But here's the thing. Is it going to be weird? Because I don't just want to have sex with her. Like, I don't want to have like, I'm not going to do like doggy style with January. Like, that's weird.
No, so what do you do?
It's got to be like, we got to get it. Like, it's got to get weird.
Oh, really? I thought you was going to say the other way. Like, you want to make love.
No. Like, I want to like turn on like the new D'Angelo album and just
you
like,
never make love to a woman.
I don't even know how to do that. Really? I don't even know what that is.
Be honest, have you never done that?
See, now you have to do it because it's so far from.
How about this? I'm going to make
the first time.
This is going to be my first and only time making love. Because normally,
like, you can do it again with her,
right?
But no, I think you get weird make love second.
Yeah, make love second.
Yeah,
that's probably right. Because normally I'm having sex with like, you know, some girl with like her rib cage pierced who has a tattoo that says like, I hate my dad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, they're obviously into weird shit. So I'm not really making love.
No,
that
you
often.
Can't make love to them.
No, I'm not going to make love to them, to like some like weird runaway that I pick up outside of the Port Authority.
No.
I'm not going to make love to her.
No.
But January Jones? Oh, is this what I'm supposed to be listening to? Because
that's what I'm trying to get you in.
Because let me tell you something. I'll put a little sriracha on those underpants, and I will eat her underpants. I will physically eat them. It'll probably make me throw up.
Sriracha underpants.
January Jones, I'll eat your underpants. From
here, little Dangelo. Is she single, by the way, 100%?
Yes, yeah, she's single. And apparently, well, first of all, here's the thing. She must be into weird shit, right? If she wants to fuck me. Like, that's a creep.
Wait, well, hold on.
That's
hold
weird
on,
to begin
on,
with. So,
real quick, Jew. You don't know that she wants to fuck you.
No.
You're presupposing if she did.
No. Yes. If she had a baby with Zach Galifianakis and she's down to go out on a date. Like,
you don't even know that she's with Zach Galifianakis.
But to go on a date with him.
But she doesn't. I don't even know if it's a date, really.
Right. I see what you're doing here.
She's
trying to crush my dreams.
No.
Trying to crush my dreams.
Why are you doing that?
That's cool.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to just figure. I just want to get behind.
In the words of Maya Angelou, the great Dr. Maya Angelou, like, I will rise. You know what I mean? My spirit will rise like a dove. You know what I mean? Into heaven. And you, Rosenberg, you cannot, because you want to have sex with January Jones, so you're mad at me.
I would have sex.
I'll send you so many gifts right now of you mad. I have so many on my phone. I have so many gifts.
How many you mads do you have on your phone?
On my computer, I'm not kidding, I have 70 you mad gifts. I'm not even kidding. I swear, because I only speak now in gifts. Like, if you write me something, for the most part, like, me and you have been trying to, like, coordinate this, so I'll speak to you in English. But, like, with my people for, like, talking, I'm just, it's all gifts. They're just like, what are you doing? And then I'll just send a picture. I'll send like a spinning word, some spinning words that say like nude and still rude. You know what I mean? And then they'll just be like, oh yeah, you can't speak to me. And it'll just be a picture. It'll just be a picture of Cameron like rolling up a window. You know what I mean? Like in their face. And they'll be like, oh word, you can only talk in GIFs. And then it's just like Oprah screaming you mad or something. Like, I have so... I can speak in full GIFs now. I don't need any words.
All right, we got to end this, unfortunately.
What?
I know. We have another one.
Listen, I'm being serious.
Oh, my God.
Can you do my improv show? You got to tell these stories on stage.
Yeah, I'm down.
All you got to do is tell stories. And yeah, we'll that's do fine.
Can I have someone play acoustic guitar behind me?
100%.
It can be like...
Now you have to. Now you have to.
And by the way, just so you know, though, we're talking about you doing the whitest...
No, not my show. My show's...
Oh, is that what your thing is?
It's at UCB.
Where are you from?
Puerto Rico.
Hold on.
He's from Puerto Rico.
Like, what borough?
The Bronx.
You are?
Yeah.
Yo, do you know the Puerto Rican vampires? I meant to ask
you. No, I haven't been in the Bronx in a long time.
Because in the upstairs of the tattoo shop, like right by Arthur Avenue where I get tattooed, all these, you know, there's an entire culture in the Bronx of Puerto Rican raver vampires?
No.
Yo, these dudes are so real, like shaved into fangs, get their eyes, some of them get their eyes dyed white. So their eyes, they have no pupils, and they sleep all day, and they throw raves. And they literally all sleep in the upstairs of this tattoo shop, and they're all ravers, and they're all Puerto Rican. And they're like, they buy like live chickens and shit, and like drink the blood. It's amazing.
Say?
I do not know them.
Yeah.
You don't?
You don't know them.
No. It sounds interesting, though.
Puerto Rican raver vampires, yeah. And they really think they're vampires. Like, they're just like, we are vampires. They're living that life. Yeah, it's dope.
Listen.
Wow. It's really, honestly, it's really dope. I can send you more information.
Can you, like, these are the kind of things, if you, like, walk into a rec center, they have a form to sign up in the front? Winter activities?
Get more information here. Yeah.
Guys, wow. I would tell you what his Instagram is, but you already know. It's the Fat Jewish. And he has a TV show coming. You can catch him on Showtime sometime soon.
I have a book.
Shit with my life.
My book is called Money, Pizza, Respect, which, by the way, I showed my... I have a tattoo that says Money, Pizza, Respect. I showed it to Jada last night. His reaction, he was like... Like, he didn't know what to do. He's like, this is crazy. Like, you got
to
do
it. By the way, I want you to know, we played in a bootleg celebrity basketball game last night, me and Fat Jew. Literally, Fat Joe. The hilarious part is Fat Joe was his coach, and Fat Joe would not let Fat Jew in the game. I mean, you played in the first half. You didn't play in the first half. You didn't play like the fourth quarter.
I played in the last 3 minutes of the game.
He came in the last
And they were treating
minutes.
Me like a straight up, like I should be wearing a helmet. They were like, give Fat Joe the ball. It's so crazy. Look at him. He has a dildo on his head. Can he run?
But for the record, you did have one ponytail going straight up in the air.
No, I did have a dildo on my head. I'm not saying that I didn't. Wait a second. I just realized something.
What?
I didn't get to tell you my story. And I'm telling you, these guys, whoever's back there, you're all missing out.
Joe Budden, Joe Budden wants to hear this too? Joe? What's the story?
I'm going to give you the short version.
Short version.
Because there's three parts. I went to Miami with a DJ. I went to a party filled with beautiful black people that I should not have been at.
Okay.
Like, I did not belong there.
Mm-hmm.
I took ecstasy. I got lost looking for the bathroom. I went to a room. This is like broad strokes. I went to a room.
You don't say.
I went to a room with people that was like very hazy and smoky, and they were playing like very grown-ass music. Okay.
All right.
I came in. And a bouncer basically approached me because I had a huge afro at the time. So everyone was like, who's the white dude with the afro wearing like a woman's kimono that just walked into this like grown and sexy black party?
Yeah.
I walk in and over the bouncer's shoulder, I can see spooning with. He's like a famed house producer.
And they were spooning.
They were doing an album together.
No, they're just spooning. And they're like sharing a glass of Hennessy. And I was like, oh, this is killer. So that he made eye contact with me and he was like, I know what you just saw. Like, you know that I know. So I get thrown out. Then I get thrown out of the party. Okay. I got removed. Fast forward 6 months later, I'm at the junket with our mutual friend Ben Lyons, who's interviewing.
Of course.
I'm in the back of the room behind publicists, agents, like hangers on hoes. I'm in the back just watching. Stops the interview mid-interview. And he's like, yo, my man in the back. How do I know you? And I was like, Miami? And he was like, yeah. Dead silent for mad long. And so everyone in the room is like, what the fuck just happened? So, okay. So then Ben is like, what just happened? So I tell him the story. Fast forward to 6 months later.
This is part three. Got it.
I'm at Art Basel hosting a party. He shows up because, you know, he's super into like house music now and shit like that. So he was at this like ill hip, like underground rave party. And he's backstage. We're both backstage. Suddenly for 1 minute, he's like alone. Right. Because he knows like we have a thing. Like, I feel like he might kill me. You know what I mean? Because I know something. And now... So I get him alone for like 1 second, like all his hangers on kind of disappear. And I go up to him, like, yo, what's up, man? And he's like, what's up? He kind of recognized me. And I'm like, yo, what's up, man? How's f-? And he was like,
said?
Yeah. And he goes, that's my man. And I go, nah, that's your man. And he looks at me and goes, wait, what? And then mad people are like, yo, I got to get you for an interview. And like, he kind of gets like dragged
away. No.
I swear to God. So I just want to let it know on a popular podcast that if I get killed, If I wind up dead,
got it.
I have been murdered by the glitterati by the hood glitterati.
Right, got it.
Because
got it.
Know why you told me the story.
Right, now it's marked now. It's in history.
Because they were spooning. Because let me tell, if they had been butt-fucking, it would have been less gay than what they were.
Oh.
He could have had a bouquet of interracial dicks raining on his head, and it would have been less gay than them spooning and sharing Hennessy. It was just very gay.
So, but
which is great, which is great. I'm just saying I was not supposed to see that.
Right.
They keep that circle tight.
Why wasn't the door locked?
That's what I'm saying.
Why wasn't the door locked?
You got to lock the door. So if I wind up dead, okay?
It's all on the table.
Totally.
Right now.
Rosenberg, you can
have
you can have my signed Usher poster.
You don't have a signed Usher poster.
I do have a signed Usher poster. You can have it. All okay. Right. You can have that. And you can have whatever you want. You can literally have, you can just go in my house and take whatever you want. If I wind up dead.
I want to make love to January Jones.
Okay. If I wind up dead.
No, but make love.
You want to make love to her.
Where she's probably like disappointed, like.
That's what I'm saying. If I made love to January Jones, by the way, I think she'd be like, "Oh, I thought there was gonna be like a falcon and like shit was gonna be on fire and crazy." And then all of a sudden, I'm like,
You know that at this point in life, right? If you had a manager, they would have barged into the studio and said, "You're not using this on the podcast."
I have
right?
several managers.
And how are they gonna feel about this?
No
part of the
one
podcast?
Holds me. Slash, I'm sorry.
on that note, the Fat Jewish on Instagram and everywhere else. Showtime soon. Comedy Central after that.
Who knows?
And who knows what else?
Who knows?
You can't get an STD if you never get tested.
Thank you. Good night.